They say that nostalgia is never what it used to be, and that's true. But still, it never goes away and renews itself in each generation. Nostalgia is the warm feeling we get when we imagine the good old days. Television, and especially public television, is a wonderful source of ready-made nostalgia, with its apparently endless series of quasi-historical dramas, many of them British, like Midwives, Home Fires, Victoria, the perpetually repeated Downton Abbey, and now the Victorian slum. The curious thing is that the times and places that viewers seem most nostalgic about were worse in just about every way than our lives now. This could be a kind of historical Schadenfreude, gloating over how much better off we are than our ancestors. But I suspect that nostalgia is the opposite of complacency, a sad emotion. If the golden age was really in the past, what do we have to look forward to? The idea that if we could just go back 30 or 50 or 100 years, all our problems would be solved, is a dangerously attractive one. History seems like a safe place because it has already happened, the plot is known, and there are no surprises. When the past is turned into a movie or a TV drama, it becomes even more appealing. Movies present us with historical characters, beautifully turned out, with perfect hair and teeth, no skin blemishes. It's impossible to believe in them for a second. How do you think ordinary people really looked 100, 200, or 500 years ago? History was definitely not up to Hollywood standards, cosmetically speaking, and they can't resist the temptation to present us with characters from the distant past who look like, well, film stars. Shakespeare said that the past is prologue, meaning that what happened then is intimately linked to what happens now. What we see now is not so much the past as prologue, but the past as a long-running soap opera. No wonder we view it with a sense of nostalgia. So charming, so elegant, so civilized. Nostalgia may be flourishing right now because the baby boomers are becoming history themselves and prefer to look in the rearview mirror. As presented by the nostalgia industry, even the 1950s looked pretty good. But I was there, and it wasn't so good. For most people, life was much harder. Kids in school had to read real books and take real punishment, and grown-ups had to wind their car windows up and down by hand. Life was tough. What I seem to remember, although it could be a false memory, is that in those days we looked forward very much to the future, the gleaming, prosperous, technologically sophisticated, more equalitarian future that we had been told by our leaders to expect. The past was dark and dangerous territory. We didn't want to go there. We suffered, I suppose, from a kind of inverted nostalgia, a dream of the good new days to come. It was comforting to have that kind of naive hope about the future. In retrospect, I feel quite nostalgic about it. This is David Boucher.